harpist Carol Robbins. Welcome, Carol, to Crossover.
Thank you for having me.
You are a discovery of mine, whether you know it or not. I had gotten an album of yours, this is the latest album, but you had two other albums on the Jazz Cats label.
Yes.
And I didn't know who you were. And since I'm a harpist, when I found out you were a harpist, I was thrilled to pieces, but I was even more thrilled when I heard you play.
Oh, thank you.
And I must say, you are a no-gimmick harpist.
Oh, thanks.
Which I really, really love, because you are a true jazz harpist.
That's very gratifying to hear from you.
I mean, people use the harp to do tricks, because there are certain things you can do on there that are very impressive, and they don't require too much. But you really play, and I wanted to find out a little bit about your background. You play the piano first, but you play jazz on the piano.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I started on classical piano, but I always had my ear. I always loved playing by ear. And my sister used to bring home these great jazz, you know, things to listen to. So I started, you know, figuring out what they were doing on the piano. And then in the meantime, I had started taking classical harp. And I always used the piano as a tool. I figured out what these great guys were doing, and I did it on the piano. And then, because I love the sound of the harp, I figured out a way to do it on the harp. And eventually, I was able to sort of leave the piano behind when I sort of figured it out. It took a lot of work, because it's a lot harder on our instrument, as you know.
Of course. Oh, it's murder.
Yep.
But how old were you when you started to play the harp?
I think I was around 9 or 10.
So you started as a child.
I did. I saw a harp on a trip to Canada, and I begged my parents for a year, and they're both very musical and supportive, but they thought I would, you know, forget about it, but I kept bringing it up, and they finally rented one, and it was my instrument from the minute I touched it.
But you were playing classical, though.
I was playing classical. I mean, the jazz thing it evolved. I mean, I even played rock on the harp. I used to sing and accompany myself on the harp, and I did some difficult things. But, you know, jazz is sort of a step beyond rock and all that stuff, and it took a while. I was always doing it on the piano, but it took a while to get to the point where I could do it on the harp.
What I think our audience is not aware of is that I don't know how you can describe this without being technical, but it's very hard to do quick chromatic changes on the harp, because you have to move the pedals. Seven pedals, of course, and one for each degree of the scale, and every move that you make is governed by those pedals. When you say you worked certain things out on the piano, I can understand that, and then you kind of transferred them to the harp, but I'm sure at this point you work everything out on the harp, isn't that right?
It is right, and I think when I did leave the piano behind, a lot of jazz harpists, you know, the few there are, several of them, keep the piano, but I think it changed my playing when I stopped playing the piano, and I play the harp like a harp. I think I really do, and I have all those changes.
Yes, you do.
In my head, and I think it's sort of, I had this discussion with a bass player recently, and he thought it was a good thing to leave the piano behind, because mm-hmm. I'm addressing my instrument. It's like when you have the piano, it's so much easier. You don't get all you can out of the harp. And so, I do everything on the harp now. Everything,
well,
even writing, I do on the harp.
Yeah, you are a composer as well. The thing that I like is that you use the harp in many ways. You play it. I mean, you really play it with chords, and you do melodic lines, and you do chordal changes, but you also play it like a percussive instrument, and that's a kind of like a throwback to the Venezuelan or the Brazilian harps, because they really do use it as a rhythm instrument in a lot of cases.
Well, that's cool. I love Brazilian music, and I haven't, though, listened to a lot of Brazilian harpists, and I've been wanting to do that, but I'm trying to function as the piano in a rhythm section,
right.
And part of that is using percussive comping, you know, to sort of support the other soloists.
But it's hard also, because the harp sustains the sound once you pluck it. Again, as a jazz harpist, you are truly a jazz artist. I mean, you're really playing like a jazz artist, and I don't think I can even get that across. Have you had reactions to your playing from people that are non-harpists?
Well, I mean, I've been asked to play with, you know, some real jazz musicians. So, do you mean in the field or?
Yes, in the field. I mean, do they understand what you're doing?
Well, I mentioned to you previously that I've been working with Billy Childs, and I've been asked to play in his group for 5 years, and I think he does realize exactly what I'm doing because he's a composer, and he knows what it is and what it takes to play the harp. So he's given me the opportunity to not only play his difficult parts in his jazz group, but to improvise.
You're listening to Crossover. Our guest today is harpist Carol Robbins.
So, yeah, and a few other jazz people have had me play with them along the way. Teddy Edwards, for years I played with him in his big band, which had strings, and he would give me solos. And then there's a drummer who's wonderful, Ralph Penland. I played live gigs with Ralph as well. I recorded with Teddy, too. So, yeah, a little bit here and there. It's coming. I mean, I love playing with the other musicians and learn from them. It's been great.
So your work actually consists of playing with groups, I guess, doing gigs, and of course you have done a lot in terms of being part of an orchestra with some of the top names.
Yeah, I've recorded with some big names. Some of the sessions are just, you know, reading harp parts, and others, like recently I recorded with Brian Wilson. I've done two of his latest CDs, and there's no music, and that's really what I love to do. I love to sit down. He sits down at the piano and just kind of plays something. Can you do something like this? There's no charts. There's nothing.
My goodness.
And I love doing that. That's, to me, I prefer that to reading a harp part because that is so, you know, strict, and, you know.
And also they don't really know how to write for the harp, a lot of people.
They really don't. You're right. Now, Billy Childs does. He writes very difficult things, but he does know the harp. But you're right. A lot of people don't know how to write for harp. So I would prefer, you know, or if they want to give me a lead sheet, that's fine. But I like to just create stuff just out of nothing, just listening to the tracks. I think it's a lot of fun.
Fun. That's a good word. There are harpists that would just cower with that challenge, because it's really very, very challenging. Now, you studied a little bit with Dorothy Ashby. She was one of the earliest jazz harpists, if not the earliest, isn't that right?
It is, and I feel so lucky to have studied with her. I'll just briefly tell you, when she moved to L.A., I was already, you know, up and running with the harp. I was doing a lot of stuff on the harp, but not as much jazz. I was still playing the piano a lot. And I called her, and she welcomed me over. You know, she didn't even know me. And she charged me $10 for an hour lesson, and
my
we were
goodness.
There for like 4 hours. And I started coming all the time. And then she, after maybe a month, she said, "You're really talented. I'm not going to charge you. I just want you to come over and learn from me." Mm-hmm. She was not a wealthy person at all. But she and her husband just took me under their wing and just mentored me. And we became friends. And it's a huge, huge loss to me and to the world, I think, of music and everything.
And what
I just loved her.
What a treasure of a memory. I mean, and also to be her, actually kind of a protege of hers, actually.
It's I can't even put into words how much I miss her. She was wonderful.
When did she pass away?
You know, I was hoping you wouldn't ask me because I'm so bad with dates. I think it's been quite a while. She was only 51.
What
when
is
she
it?
Died.
It's what, 15 years, 20 years?
Yeah, maybe 20. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, again, her name is legendary as far as, well, jazz performers and harpists as well. Now, you've also done some things I kind of got a kick out of that I read. You had done some shows on television. You appeared in Cheers.
That was so fun.
What did you do there?
I'm not really, you know, I'm not the kind of a person who would ever want to be an actress because I'm a little bit, you know, shy. But this was perfect for me because they asked me to play something by ear again. I had to play I Think You've Lost That Loving Feeling. There were no music, so I got to do a little, my own bit, my own arrangement. And then I had two lines, which I was able to choke out. And but they treated me like an actress. It was so fun. I mean, I got a curtain call, and I had the group, the meetings with the cast, and it was a massage on the set. It was just great.
Well,
it was,
I mean,
like actress for the day.
What were you doing in the segment?
The segment was that Kirstie Alley had just scored with a boyfriend or something, and You've Lost That Loving Feeling was I guess a song that meant a lot to her. And they brought on, was it Bill Balance who wrote that song?
I don't know.
I don't know. Somebody, whoever wrote the song appeared as a cameo in the thing. And that it was, I was playing the harp in the bar.
I see. Mm-hmm. And Frasier the same?
Frasier was, I played the wedding march on Frasier.
Oh, my.
But, again, no music, so that's kind of fun. And they just had me play a little bit of the wedding march.
Which one? Was it the Mendelssohn or the...
I think it was Wagner.
Wagner, okay. And you did that by ear. Well, that must have been a cinch for you.
Well, that was easy, yeah.
Yeah. And The Tonight Show, you've been on that as well.
I have. I was really lucky. Early on, I hooked up with Nelson Riddle.
Oh, yes.
And I met him on a very nutty casual. This singer hired a whole orchestra, and Nelson started using me for a few things, and I got to record with him when he did the last Linda Ronstadt. I didn't do the big hit she had, but the last one, Lush Life, I recorded. So we did that on The Tonight Show, and we did like a week at the Universal Amphitheater. And he hired me to play with Ella at the Bowl.
Oh,
Ella
my.
And Joe Pass. And that's like probably the best gig I've ever done in my life.
Phenomenal.
It was like a dream come true.
And that was just improvisation? Or?
Oh, no. That was reading parts. Nelson wrote everything out, and he wrote beautifully. His stuff was not difficult. It was, I mean, you read it, but I mean, it was very well thought out. He knew the harp very well.
So you did a lot of record dates and, of course, TV shows and things like that as a member of the orchestra, right?
Yes. But I, as I say, I prefer to do these projects that are sort of offbeat where I can do my own part. I mean, I really find playing in an orchestra, you probably love it because you're a classical harpist.
Well, not only that, no, but it's also, I think you have a real talent and it's very, very difficult. I mean, it's difficult to improvise on the harp because of the chromatics. That's really what it is. I think aside from the fact that you may hear certain progressions, it's hard to do because physically, in many cases, for instance, you also do on this album, the new album that you have, it's called Jazz Play.
Mm-hmm.
You do everything. You play chordally. You play melody. You bend the notes. Kind of, you know, you use, which is, you can't. You have to describe to people that you don't put the pedal down completely. You kind of just, you kind of nuzzle it a ways. And it's very, very, it's so mechanical, the harp. I mean,
it is. I feel like sometimes I describe it that my feet have brains. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
It's like your feet really have to know what to do as much as, you know, your hands. And it's almost like they're programmed. Your feet are constantly in motion.
Also, you're anticipating. That's the other thing. You're anticipating the changes and then remembering what you did, because that, of course, is what you have to do on the harp. It's not like the piano where once you play the note, it's over with a harp.
You're right. You have to remember what you've done because you have to put the pedals back.
Right. Do you ever write anything down?
Well, obviously, when I write something, like for this new CD, I write, you know, parts, but, mm-hmm. you know, I wrote lead sheets. I have horn parts on this. I've never done this before, but I did write horn harmonies, and I transposed them. I was really proud of myself because I'm not that great on the computer, and I did them on Finale with some help from a lovely friend of mine. But I don't write stuff out for myself. I don't even really look at my lead sheets. I really remember everything. Once I've learned a tune, I remember it usually. I mean, for years, I just remember it. But I write stuff out for the guys, of course.
Well, the first album that I heard, actually, the first thing I ever played of yours was I Hear a Rhapsody, which is an old tune, and you did with Bob Shepard on
Tenet. Yes.
I was so taken with that. It was beautiful. That was what it was. It was, I mean, your new album is really cool. It's very cool, but that was, I only can use the word beautiful. It was a very, very elegant and moving kind of thing. It was the way we picture harps being played. I think that's the only thing I can say. Here you're doing a lot of new things, which are very interesting. It's a very different personality, this album, Jazz
Play.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I Hear Rhapsody, I recorded that because probably my favorite musician on the planet ever is Bill Evans. So he recorded that with Jim Hall as a duo, and that's why. And they did it as a ballad. It's usually done up, but that's what inspired me to record it. Of course, I did it with Bob in a rhythm section, but I'm glad you like it.
That's where I kind of sat up and I said, "Who is that?" You know, I just said it's a beautiful, and we do play it quite often on the station in our jazz segment. Another one that I liked really here, you did a serious job, was in I'm Old Fashioned on this album. You do a lot of playing on that.
Yeah, it's difficult. And yeah, that one, yeah, it's hard. I kind of reharmonized it in the beginning. And it's, well, those standards are so wonderful. There are so many of them, and they're just great, great writing, Jerome Kern, you know.
Of course. And now your own stuff, your original stuff, you have a favorite on that?
Well, I kind of like Tangier because it's a little more modern. It's a departure for me. There's more space in it. It's a little bit more modal. And sometimes I feel that I wanted to have guitar on that, but Larry, the guitarist, said he bailed, basically. He said he didn't want to play on it. It was too dense. And there is a lot of harmonic space, but I think for my instrument, maybe in the future I'd like to write things that have more space harmonically because of the inherent difficulties of the harp.
Because
it enables
of the sustaining
you to sort
sound,
of stretch
yeah. mm-hmm.
out more.
Right, right.
And that one is a little bit, I think it's more contemporary, and the guys liked it the best. I mean, they really, and it's already getting some play. One of the DJs here in L.A. really likes it, so I think I like that one.
Have you ever worked with a guitarist before? I mean, on your albums?
I never have.
No, and it's an interesting combination.
I know. Well, this is because of my husband. Larry Coons is a very special player, and I urge you to check him out. He's just wonderful. And he is in the group with Billy Childs that I'm in and have been for 5 years. And my husband has been hearing this group when we play out, and we just recorded, and the album's out. And Larry's on it. And Buddy said, "I'm not going to do your next CD unless you put Larry on it." It was Buddy's idea, my husband, because I wanted to be, you know, the whole rhythm section. I mean, I wanted to be the pianist. And yet, I think it was a brilliant idea. And Larry plays on about, I think, five things on the
CD. It's a very interesting combination, because what you do, you kind of hear this and you say, well, wait a minute, that's not a harp, but it really has a lot of qualities that sound like a harp. And it's really a guitar. I mean, and to mix the two and to pair the two in a section is very interesting.
Well, what, do you like it? Because
it
kind of frees the harpist.
It does. It does. But it still retains that string sound, which it's interesting. I was, when I first listened to the album, I was listening to each tune and I said, wait a minute, there's a guitar in there. And with the harp, it was kind of an interesting combination. I mean, it took a while to tell the difference.
Well, I've been playing out a bit with Larry, and if he's not available, I just don't call guitar. I think it's about Larry in this case. He just sort of knows what to play. I don't think you could take just any guitarist and put him in this situation with a harp, but Larry's, I'm very big, as you can tell, I'm a huge Larry fan.
Yes. Well, I think Bob Shepard's pretty terrific, too.
Oh. Yeah,
he's an amazing sax player. I heard him on the first album. And I must say, while I was interested in the harp, I said, who's playing sax? You know, it was one of those things. But this is different. I think you've done something different in this album compared to the other two. I think it's a different sound. It's interesting, and it's more, I think I'm going to say, cohesive in a sense.
It's really?
Yeah, it's not so much a soloist or, you know, very spare ensemble. It's a group that really plays together.
Well, I have different personnel on it, except for Bob. And Bob and I are both in Billy's group.
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe it sounds different also because I've got, I don't know, a different rhythm section, but... Yeah, you know, well, I wanted to try something different.
Yeah,
I wanted to just move in a little bit different direction.
And it is. It's different. It's a different sound. It's cool. And that word is probably out, but that's exactly what it is.
Thank you.
And so Jazz Play is the new album. And if somebody wanted to get it, how do they contact you?
Well, we have a website, jazzcatsproductions.com.
Okay.
And we have it on Amazon, and we have it on CD Baby and some other harp oriented websites. It's out there. It's easily available.
But once again, anything you do, Carol, the field is all your own.
Oh, thank you, Jill.
A pleasure speaking with you, and just keep in touch.
Thanks so much, Jill.
Thanks.
Okay.